So in today's video, I'm going to prove to you with 100% certainty of what the Federal Reserve is going to do this afternoon. And it might shock you because the markets are saying the Federal Reserve is not going to do anything. And most likely the most logical outcome after the next few meetings is they're going to hike rates. So each day I keep coming in saying mortgage rates are going to get back down to 5.99%. So I'm going to show you how today with 100% certainty what the Federal Reserve is going to do this afternoon. And it might be great news for those home buyers and home owners out there. So without further ado, folks, let's get to today's news so I can explain to you guys what the Federal Reserve is going to do later this afternoon. Join us then. We're going to be live. I'm going to tell you what the Federal Reserve is going to do, but it's the after party that we're really interested in because the new Fed chairman, he was handpicked by President Trump. He's going to come out in front of the media and start telling us all the stuff that's happening behind the scenes. That's when it's going to get interesting. So join me later this afternoon on that live event. But if you're watching this video, most likely you're just trying to figure out what in the heck's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. Well, I got good news for you, folks. Today, I'm going to tell you with 100% certainty what the Federal Reserve is going to do. Reason why I do these videos, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. So if you need some help with a mortgage, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. Without further ado, let's get to today's news. So yesterday, when we saw mortgage rates, they ticked down another 0.02%. That's getting us at least in the range that I've been predicting. I said, during the Iranian war, we're going to have rates between about 6.25 and 6.5. Remember, we were at like 5.99 before that. But let's get over to see where the markets are starting the day. So I like to start each day with the chart. So here's what you need to understand. All you have to look at is this over here. As long as it's green, that's good news. That means mortgage rates are getting better. The bad news is that number up through there, it's 6 right now. We need at least 10 for mortgage rates to actually move. So we'll get back to this at the end of this video, and I'll also give you my forecast. What I'm advising our clients right now that are coming in with contracts, those that are house shopping, those are looking to build a house, and those homeowners out there looking to refinance. So let's get over where the market's up at 6 right now. I'll give you my thoughts on what's going to happen later today. And the first thing is Kevin Warsh. He's the new Fed official. He was handpicked by Donald Trump because he said he would cut rates, and that's what President Trump wanted. But I'm going to show you the data that he looks at, and then you tell me down below what you would be doing in this market. But I'm also going to show you how, even though the Federal Reserve might not do anything or maybe might even push up rates, how I think mortgage rates are going to get back down to 5.99. Doesn't sound logical, right? Well, let's get over to it. So here's what we're looking at right through here. Here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. Okay, they control that number over through there. It's a federal funds rate. It's actually, let's say, for example, Citibank, at the end of the day, they need to close their books and they need to have X amount of money in reserves, but they're short. So what they have to do is go out to another bank, get money lent to them overnight, and that's the rate that they pay over through there. Well, that's controlled by the Federal Reserve. They look at these things through here. They were actually created for two mandates. One was to keep prices in check, aka inflation, and two was to keep the unemployment rate below 5%. Well, they're doing a good job on that, but that's the one that's sticking us right now. So if you're looking at inflation, the Federal Reserve wants it 2, it's at 3.8, probably even higher than that. Would you be cutting? Well, let me give you some insight on this. Let's get over to this piece of the puzzle right through here. Here's basically the Federal Reserve day in a chart. So they control the federal funds rate right through here. Okay, that's the number that we just went through. The 10-year treasury, this is what we usually follow when we're trying to follow mortgage rates. If you don't have my channel, and I'll give you how you can actually track mortgage rates almost to the minute on our channel. But the 10-year treasury is at 4.44 right now. This was it was right about 4% right before the Iranian conflict. Then you had the 30-year mortgage. It's at 6.59. Well, this was 5.99 prior to the Iranian conflict. Getting a theme there? And then you go over to here and the CPI, the inflation that I watch, because that's consumer inflation, is at 4.2, twice as much as the Federal Reserve wants. So let's get down through and see what's the real culprit of inflation right now. Okay, so if you go down through here, you're going to see headline CPI is at 4.2. The core strips out food and energy. Okay, what's it at? 2.9. Okay, so the Federal Reserve wants inflation at 2. The 2.9 is a heck of a lot closer than the 4.2. Where's all the inflation coming from? Well, here it is. Energy prices are up 23%. Gasoline prices are up 40%. So if you add those into the equation, That's a huge chunk and a big move when it comes to inflation. So if you take out the energy pieces, we're back and down to, into the 2% range. That's where the Federal Reserve wants it. So now is it logical that the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates? Not likely there. So now let's get over to the jobs market. We had a jobs reading recently. The unemployment rate stands sticky at 4.3. 172,000 jobs were added in May. Does that sound like a weak economy for you? Doesn't to me. GDP's at 1.6. This was negative previously, so that's a thumbs up there. And we got the PCE, the inflation that the Federal Reserve locks at. They're saying it's 3.8. I'm saying it's over 4. So if you look at these numbers, you're saying, okay, the biggest culprit is energy. Right. So when the war ends, what's going to happen with energy prices? Well, they're probably going to drop and follow. It's going to follow mortgage rates with it. So let's get over to the other pieces of the market that I want to show you guys as well. We follow oil every day because it's the biggest piece of the puzzle that's telling us where the markets are going. So right now we got the Dow Jones down. Well, let's just say it's flat. We just hit another record high. S&P, I think, is at a record high. NASDAQ is at a record high, but we got oil up just a little bit, a few ticks. So because it's only up 50 cents, I'm not really thinking that's going to affect the markets. So oil is up just a tad. That means mortgage rates and interest rates are just ticking up just a little bit as well. But everybody's sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. Well, here's the hard part about this. If you look at all these numbers that keep hitting record highs, you realize the Dow Jones is up 2,000 points in May? 2,000 points in May. Remember, everybody kept saying this Iranian war, the markets are going to crash, everything's going to go bad, oil's going to go to $200 a barrel, inflation's going to spike out of control. We have inflation at 4. We have gas prices that are coming back down. We have oil now at under $80 a barrel. And we have the Dow Jones up 2,000 points. That's 4% in 1 month. We have the S&P up 3.5%, up 244. And we have the NASDAQ up almost 5%, up 1,200 points in May alone. That look like a staggering economy to you? Not to me. So that's what we're looking through here. The robust piece about this is let's get over to the economic news because it's still showing the consumer spending. Okay, so today we got a few things. We got retail sales, and I'm going to show you just a couple pieces of this. But they came in with core retail sales. Was last reading was 0.7. It went up to 0.8. It was supposed to go down. The retail control group was previously at 0.5. It was supposed to go down to 0.4. It went up to 0.7. Here's the shocking thing. Retail sales, just month over month in May, last reading was 0.4 increase. They thought it would increase just a little bit to 0.5. It doubled. So this is saying the consumer is still active and out there spending. And that's a problem we have also with the inflation numbers. So the consumer's looking pretty healthy now. The jobs market's looking pretty good. Inflation is basically tied to oil. So what am I advising my clients? Let's get over to it. I'm going to get to the section of my that I call, I guess I'll call it lock or float. It's giving you basically my forecast of what I'm expecting mortgage rates to go. So if you're in the market right now and you get a house under contract, here's what I'm doing and here's what I'm advising my clients. Lock it in. We can't afford a drone strike, a tweet to cause rates to go up an eighth of a percent, maybe a quarter percent that we've seen sometimes. That could jack up your payment 100, 150 bucks, but you don't want that. So I'm going to lock in. But if you're out there looking to build or maybe buy in the fall, or should you be concerned? No, just watch oil. Don't watch the Fed. Don't watch the inflationary numbers. Just look at oil. But once the Iranian conflict's over, then we'll go back to the technicals. But I think you're going to be in good shape. Now, if you're a homeowner right now, what should you do? You're like, Dan, my rate, it came down last time and I missed it. Or, you know, I'm drowning in debt. Does it make sense to really use the equity in my house to, you know, pay off some bills? Let me give you a few tools if you're out there for some relief. So go to our website. It's therateupdate.com. I'm going to give you a few tools, especially if you're a homeowner. One is RateWatch 2.2. I'm going to track the rate for you and also your mortgage payment because you're like, okay, last time rates went down to 5.99, I missed it. And then all of a sudden they're back up to 6.75 and I can't refinance. It doesn't make sense. Don't miss it again. Plug your mortgage information into RateWatch 2.2. We're going to track your rate and we're also going to track your payment. Wonder if you could say, we can call you up and say, hey, Mr. Jones, wonder if you could save $300 a month by refinancing. We'll show you the numbers. If it makes sense, we'll work on that as well. But if you already got a rate quote out there, here's a unique thing that we have here. My slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders, almost 40 different lenders. You might ask why? How do you do it? Well, I work at a bank that provides me a license with all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The cool thing is we're set up with almost 40 different lenders and we can use their programs and their rates. So that guarantees that you're getting the lowest rates and lowest fees in the markets. So that's what we do. So check out our theRateUpdate.com and we can give you, if you're also tracking mortgage rates, click this mortgage rate tab right through here, and it's going to give you right, bring us you right to our website that's going to provide you all the mortgage rates for the day. It's going to show you the bond markets, and we'll get to that in a second. It's going to give you the highlights of the day on the economic news. Down through here, it's going to give you the trend for the day, my most recent podcast, and then also the predictions markets, what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. They're saying there's a 92% chance. They're saying it's a 98% chance. I'm saying there's a 100% chance of no Fed rate cut. So before we go, let's go end this day with the chart. So we got the MBS charts up 6 ticks. I think that was it where it was right before we concluded or right when we started. So I'm expecting the mortgage, the MBS market to be flat as a pancake until the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us they're not going to do anything. But then the sparks are going to fly around 2 o'clock when they come out in front of the media and start answering some questions. And that's when we're going to go live. And I'm going to show you instant market reactions to that and more. So join us then. Otherwise, thank you so much for watching. And don't forget to subscribe over there. So every time I post a video, you get an alert and also click the bell. So every time I post a video, you actually can see what it is. And if it's something you like, great. If it's not, skip it because I'm sure the next one will be something right up your alley. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Don't forget to join us live at the Federal Reserve meeting later this afternoon. See you then. Bye-bye.